Time to make some history and ring the bell. From Brisbane in Australia, the latest from podnews.net with Advertisecast. In just a few hours, the NASDAQ opening bell will be rung by the first podcast company to float in the US, Podcast One. There's a live feed linked in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net today. We think there might be a few big podcasters there too. Live One will own around 80% of the shares, but its planned acquisition of some cast media shows has been criticized by some creators. In other news, Edison Research released the shows with a highest concentration of listeners in households earning $100,000 or more. Gimlet and the Wall Street Journal's The Journal is number one. SiriusXM, Barometer and Arts AI have launched a brand suitability and safety tool that gives reporting mid-campaign so advertisers can optimize during a campaign. The tool is based on AB Daily, which was announced in May. Patreon, a monetization option that many podcasters use, has launched a community chat feature. Audacy has signed with an order management system from Booster. Sounder has been named as one of the top 100 companies shaping the future of workplace culture. The company is the only audio company in the list. Germans, when they drive, they mostly listen to music, but 23% listen to spoken content, including podcasts. According to a survey for a fuel company, around 76% of drivers turn the volume down when they're parking, says the data, which also says that 22% sing along loudly, 19% hum, but 48% of Germans enjoy themselves internally without showing it to the outside world. We've been there. Headliner has revealed the results of a user survey. Podcasters who spend more time editing reported higher enjoyment levels with their podcast. What's the best transcription software for podcasts? Transistor's Justin Jackson has done the hard work, so you don't have to. We'll link to that today. SiriusXM wrote about the biggest trends the team heard at Podcast Movement, but they didn't mention the Pod News puppies, so they're dead to us. And Global Resonance, Women's Voices Across Borders, is an online event next Wednesday at 5 p.m. London time. That's 12 noon New York time. The panel are from Spotify, Okenta Studio, Content is Queen, and Afropods. And thank you to Huberman Lab for becoming our latest supporter. Huberman Lab is frequently ranked in the top 15 of all podcasts globally and is often ranked number one in the categories of science, education, health, and fitness. They say, thank you for the great work you do. We read Pod News daily, and it's our main source of podcast industry news. Well, we're grateful to them for their support, and you can be like them at podnews.net/support. In People News, Andrew Gollis has decided to leave New York Public Radio as chief content officer. His last day will be next Friday at the company, which owns WNYC Studios. John Lansing, the CEO of NPR, is also to step down at the end of the year. And audience measurement company Nielsen is laying off 9% of its global workforce. That's potentially more than 1,000 people. And in podcast news, The Past and the Curious is a history podcast for kids and their families. The show shares the stories of spies, funny foods, George Washington's foibles, early advancements in cartooning and ballooning, all with a professional music score and important songs. Sales is easy if you just know how is new from Essex author Charlie Day. The show includes free sales training in a Facebook group which has more than 8,000 members. And the Pod News Weekly Review this week interviews the new chief business officer of Acast, Greg Glenday, and the chart-topping music artist Ainsley Costello, who tells us how she's using and earning from podcasting. I was in an airport lounge. Sam was not. This podcast is sponsored by Advertisecast. Advertisecast connects thousands of podcasts with thousands of advertisers and has been matching podcasts with brands since 2016. Find your fit. Join Advertisecast, the premier podcasting network, at advertisecast.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.